Welcome to the Working Mums Podcast. You're going to learn how to manage your mind and your emotions so that you start to enjoy your job, your kids, and yourself again without all the shitty mum guilt. I'm your host, Nikki Bevan, the loving, no bullshit life coach for working mums. And I invite you to join me each week for a lesson that's going to make you feel calmer and much more in control of your life. It's not going to be a polished, perfect podcast because, hey, life just isn't like that. But I do promise you that it will be full of tools that you can take away and use in your life right now. You are not going to want to miss what I have to teach you. So whether you're listening to me in your car, on a walk, or whilst you're cooking your tea, I'm truly grateful to be having this conversation with you. Let's go. Welcome to this week's podcast where I am going to be talking to you all about time management. I actually think this is one of my favorite topics to coach on and to talk about because it actually covers so much. It covers our boundaries, it covers how we're able to say no, if you're able to say no to anything, it kind of covers your worth, your it does cover everything. And I do like getting down and dirty in the nitty-gritty of people's to-do lists. So this is one of those episodes that you're probably going to want to come back to. So if I'm walking with you at the moment or I'm with you in your car, have a listen and then when you're at home, give yourself permission just to sit down for another 20 minutes to make notes because you are going to want to make notes. Because if you apply what I'm about to teach you, it will literally transform your life. You have no idea. And part of it is practical, part of it is very action-based, and the other half of it is mindset. So we're going to cover both of those today. Because here's the thing. You can't actually manage time. You can't create it. You can't generate more of it. That is out of your control. And you have exactly the same amount of hours in the day as every other human on this planet. So we all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That gives you 168 hours a week. 168 hours. That's a lot of hours. So, it's not about managing time. It is about managing how you want to spend your time. So, if I were to give you £168, how would you want to spend it? I would suggest very deliberately and very consciously. One of the biggest things I hear mums say is, oh, I just feel like I have to juggle, that I've got all this juggling to do. I've got my job, I've got my school, the school runs, I've got my kids' after school activities, I've got the housework to do. We have a list of things that we want to do in our life. And the problem is with lists is that you then have lists of lists. And it feels good to write things down on lists. And I am actually all for writing things down. But if you're not actively doing that list, your to-do list never gets done. It is a constant evolving list. But you can manage your time around how you do those items. And that's what I really want to teach you today. So, this is really going to make you a lot calmer around your time management. It's going to enable you to be so much more present when you're at work, when you're with the kids, when you're in your own time. It's actually going to free up a lot of mind drama. Because what happens is we make the list and we feel really good it's on a list, but the list never gets done. And then your brain's like, oh my God, I've got this to do. I've got this to do. I've got this to do. So even when you're not actively busy in your life, you're still busy in your head because of all the things that are churning around in it. And that's what we want to stop. So I'm going to teach you the practical element of it. And then we're going to talk about mindset and Obviously, I'm going to tell you that mindset is so much more important because I really think it is. But a practical element does come into time management. So this is what I'd like. This is the process that I follow and that I encourage my clients to follow. And you might hear and go, oh, but Nikki, that's just not going to work for me. I hear that from everybody. Regardless of their job, regardless of what their to-do list is, everybody tells me, oh, that's not going to work for me. It's almost like an instant resistance that our brain has, an automated response. It's like when people say, oh, that's expensive. Compared to what? This won't work for me compared to what? It's an automatic response. So that's okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't have that, but just breathe, acknowledge that it's there, and then open your mind up to the possibility because you can take this process and apply it to work for you. So, the first thing I would highly encourage you to do is go online. Now, I hear you. I too used to love, love my paper diary. It was a whole kind of ritual every year to go and look at diaries and feel them and touch them in it. And I liked the soft ones that were slightly bendy and that had all the beautiful pages in it. I get it. But it takes a lot of time having a paper diary. Now, if your life is really simple, brilliant. But if you're a working mum, I'm gonna bet that your life probably isn't that simple. That you have repeated things that you do every week, that there are certain tasks that you have to do or places that your kids have to be that are recurrent. So being willing to go to an online calendar, first of all, totally streamlines recurrent appointments. You can make it look really pretty. If I could show you, I would. I love my calendar. I love the colors. It brings me so much joy. I know that might make me sound a little bit sad, but I love it. So the first step is choosing an online calendar. I'm not going to go into that too much. You can do your own research. Personally, I use Google. I love the fact that it gives me 15-minute time slots to do tasks. Outlook doesn't do that, but Outlook is just as good. So if you're already familiar, just go with what is the most easiest, but pick one. Don't have multiples because now you're duplicating and that's when errors can come in. Just pick one calendar. This is going to do for your business and also your life because you have one brain. Your brain doesn't change whether you're at work or whether you're at home. Now, if you are actually an employee, you might have to have a separate work calendar and then your own calendar. And in which case, just block off your work time and work time is in your work calendar. Your private time is in your private calendar. Keep it really simple. But here's the process. Are you ready? Choose a time that you're going to sit down and focus on your calendar for the rest of the week. So I choose to do this. I usually do this at about 11 o'clock on a Monday morning. So I have a recurrent meeting with myself. I always prefer to start my week with a swim, a cold water dip, a swim, and a steam. That's kind of like that's my free time. I'm going to talk about this in a minute. So I really don't start my working day until like 11, 12 o'clock. And the first, I would suggest hour, is planning time. So when you're in your online calendar, that's going to be a recurrent meeting with yourself. So in that hour, this is what we're going to And you can, when you put it into your calendar, you can even put in the description these next steps so that every week you don't have to remind yourself it's already there. But this is what you're going to do in that hour. You're going to make a list of the things that you have to do. You're going to put a time against each of the items. You're going to go to your calendar and allocate that time. You're going to throw away your to-do list and you're going to honor your calendar. Like, it is that simple. So let's break this down a little bit more. So when you're making your list of things to do, if you've got a to-do list, you've already got this right, but write down everything you need to do. And then if it's recurrent, You don't need to keep writing it on a list. You just put a recurrent meeting with yourself in the calendar. So, inbox, for example, everyone's like, oh, I have so many emails. Brilliant. If that's part of your job and it's if that's something you have to actually do, give yourself an allocated amount of time in the morning. Maybe you need to do it again after lunch. Maybe you need to do it again at the end of the day. I'm not going to tell you what that should be for you, but you know, with the experience of your job, how often you need to be checking your emails. And it is not every single second. You do not have to respond to that email immediately. This is the mindset piece, right? So you make your list of the things you have to do. And then you put a time against it. So you're like, right. I need to, it's the weather's starting to warm up here in the UK. So maybe you're going to start hanging out your washing. Well, that never is a particularly quick job, especially if you've got a load of fucking socks. You're pegging all the socks out and then you lose your pegs or you haven't got enough pegs. And oh my gosh. Anyway, so allocate 15 minutes to hang out your washing. Put in time to cook your tea and eat your tea. Put in the phone call that you need to make. I generally, if it's anything less than anything more, sorry, than 15 minutes, I put it in my diary. But you'll know how long it takes you to write a report. You'll know how long it takes you to post on Instagram. You'll know, how long things take you. So be kind to yourself when you're planning. Don't be a really shitty boss and give yourself a load of things to do in a really short period of time when you actually know it's going to take longer. And this process is a skill. So you will get it wrong to begin with. You're not going to be very good at estimating times, especially if you've never done something before. You don't actually know how long something's going to take. So we just get an idea. And then we put that in our calendar. We're like, right, Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, I'm hanging out the washing. Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, I'm doing my social media posts. If you've got clients like I do, my client meetings are generally already in my diary. So they're already there. That's not a problem. But it might be, right, I have to do my newsletter for this week. Or, oh, I'm going on a network. That's going to be a couple of hours. And then I need to drive to the networking. So I need to block out that time. So you can get really detailed. I forgot a step. Before you start putting things into your calendar, put in your free time. So, what I mean by this is your lunchtime. Any time that is yours in the sense of, so like I like to go for a swim and have a steam, that is in my calendar. That time is blocked off in my calendar. That's me time. I personally put in my sleep. So, I sleep like my calendar is blocked off. Generally between 10 and 6, that's when I'm asleep. So what then happens is you start to build out a schedule of what your day looks like. And initially, a lot of people go, oh my God, this is really restrictive. Where's my creativity? But actually, what happens is when your brain then starts to spin on the, oh my God, I've got so much to do, you're like, okay, what have I got to do? Well, I've got to do this, this, and this. You go, okay, brain, that's not a problem because I've got that scheduled in at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Okay, brain, that's not a problem because we're doing that on Wednesday. Remember, it's in the calendar. We don't need to think about it now. So, actually, when you've got your tasks in your calendar and you honor your calendar, it frees up so much drama in your head because the lists aren't spinning round in your head now. You've got them out, you've put them in your calendar, you've thrown your to-do list away. That in itself might bring up a bit of drama for you. Like, what if I forget something? What if something crops up during the week? What if, what if, what if? And this is what you get to play with. So what I do as I go through the week, and if something crops up that I think, oh, I've got to do that, I do the 4 Ds. So my husband came up with this. He was inspired by a couple of other people, Jack Canfield, and a couple of other people that he's been reading and learning from. But he's basically come up with the 4 Ds. So when something comes up in your head, you think, oh, that's something that I've got to do. In that moment, Can you do it there and then? So is it a really quick task that actually you can get it done? Now, if you're currently working on something, you can make a quick note of it. I'll come back to that in a minute. Come back to the thing that you're focusing on. But if it's in a bit of a free time, can you do it there and then? So I generally, as a rule of thumb, anything less than 15 minutes, I just do it. I do it there and then. So can you do it? If you can't do it there and then, you diarize it. So you put it in your calendar. You're like, right, actually, that's going to take me half an hour. Look at my calendar. I've got half an hour on Thursday. So I put it in my calendar. Can you delegate it? So if it's not something that you can diarize, do you actually have to do it? Or is there someone else that can do it for you? And I'm going to do a whole other episode on asking for help, because that's something that I know I have struggled with, and I know a lot of you struggle with. So can you delegate it? Can somebody else do it? Or you delete it. If you can't do it there and then, you can't diarize it, you can't make space for it in your calendar, and you can't give it to anyone, it probably isn't that important. You just get rid of it. So what I do, if it's something that actually can wait till next week, I do have a note in my notes on my phone, and just a little to-do list. I'll add it to that to-do list, and then I'll completely forget about it until my planning session on Monday. And then on that Monday, then I'll look and go, right, was there anything that I haven't done? But by the time I've got that, I've usually diarized it. So that's the process. I'll cover it again. Have a recurrent meeting with yourself once a week at a time that you think makes most sense for you and your job and your lifestyle. And in that week, you're planning the week ahead. And in that hour, you're planning the week ahead. In that hour, you're going to make a list of the things that you've got to do. You're going to put a time against in each of those items. You're going to go to your calendar and make sure your free time is in there first. So your lunch breaks, any, work, if you go to like the gym or an exercise class or a walk, whatever, that goes in first. Then you're going to put the items on your to-do list in your calendar. You're going to throw away your to-do list and you're just going to follow the calendar. And this is where your mind comes in. This is where the mindset is so incredibly important, because your mind, if you're used to having loads of lists, is probably going to freak out about this. And that's okay, perfectly normal. So I would suggest naming your primal brain, because this is the part of your brain that's going to be freaking out. Because it's unfamiliar, it's something new. The brain doesn't like unfamiliar, it certainly doesn't like new things. And when you name your primal brain, you could just have a conversation with it. So mine is called Sue, not because I dislike the name Sue, I actually really like the name Sue, but because I've made friends with her. So our primal brain is not an enemy, it's trying hard to keep you safe. But understanding that that primitive part of your brain is hundreds of thousands of years old, it has not changed since the caveman days, and it thinks everything's dangerous. So, of course, by nature, is going to feel negative. It's going to be negative. You don't have to believe that negativity. And this is the bit that you get to control. So, when your primal brain is freaking out that you're going to forget something, it's fine, because when something crops up, I'm either going to do it, diarize it, delegate it, or delete it. I've got this covered. And then the other thing that I noticed so many people going is, oh my God, I've just got so much to do. I've got just too much to do. As if that were a fact. But what happens when you think I've got too much to do is you then feel overwhelmed. And actually, overwhelm is a really indulgent emotion. Overwhelm just keeps us safe, spinning in the familiar. But overwhelm has you eating. It has you huffing, puffing, and moaning to your friends. Oh my God, I've just got so much to do. Maybe if you're walking around the office with your piece of paper, like, oh my God, I've got so much to do. If you've seen this list of things I've got to do, look at this things I've got to do. And then what I do, which I find really funny, is I start writing myself. So I'm like, right, right, okay, right, let's write. As if the word right is going to do something magical. Right. But actually, what I end up doing is then just putting the kettle on and making a cup of tea. Overwhelm and stress has this blaming interruptions. So it's like, well, I just get all these interruptions. My children interrupt me, and my this interrupts me, and that interrupts me. Overwhelm has you taking really unproductive activities like scrolling on social media, watching Netflix, creating more lists. So you'll notice that overwhelm doesn't actually get you doing any of the things that you need to do. Overwhelm, because you're thinking, I don't have enough time, I won't get it all done, it's too much. The overwhelm and the stress that you feel has you not getting anything done, wasting the time you have, and creating too much drama in your mind. But when you've done this process, when you've written it all down, timed it all, put that time on your calendar along with your free time. So when your brain's like, oh, all I do is work and look after the kids, you could be like, no, gorgeous brain, look, because we've had a nice hour sat in the steam room. Or no, because I went for that really lovely walk. Or I went for that exercise. And actually later I've blocked off an hour to do some reading. So we've got our own time. But when you get it all on a calendar, your life is so much calmer. Because you don't need to worry about making more lists. You just stick it on your calendar and then it gets done. And so the other thing that you need to know is if you've got that task that you've been putting off, and you know the one, you're putting it off because you think in your brain it's going to take you hours. When actually the reality is it probably only takes 5 minutes. No judgment here. I do this with folding the washing. Actually, I get my children to fold the washing now. But what I used to do is put it off, put it off, put it off. And then it would, because I'd be like, oh my God, it's this big, huge thing. It's going to take me hours to fold the washing and put it away. But actually now I'm just like, it actually takes 5 minutes. Oh, I've just completely forgot my chain of thought. I'm sorry. I am also perimenopausal. I can't put that on my calendar because I don't know when it's going to happen. So that was it. Where if you've got a task in your calendar and that the moment comes to do this task that you just have been putting off, that you just do not want to do, your brain in that moment is gonna try and give you all the reasons why you shouldn't do that task. That's going to be Sue talking, or whoever, whatever you call your primal brain. That's that talking. Of course, it wants to stay scrolling on social media. Of course, it doesn't want to get up and do the exercise. Of course, it wants everything to be easy. That is not a problem. You allowing that part of your brain to drive your actions is causing a problem, and it causes more overwhelm because now you've got more things to do. So here's what I do. I just agree with my brain. I'm like, yeah, I hear you. It's a shit job. I get it. We don't want to do it. And we're going anyway. And we're going to sit down and we're going to get it done because how we feel on the other side is worth it. Sitting and getting this shitty task done is worth it for the peace that I have for the rest of the day. There's a whole book on this, isn't there? Eat That Frog. I've not personally read it. I've read a synop like a synopsis. Is that the right word? Summary? I don't know. Whatever the word is. I've read a brief version of it. And it basically says you do your biggest, ugliest task first because it gets it done. And then you feel motivated to do all the others. So I'm going to cover the process one more time. I'm going to cover the mindset one more time. And then what I'd love to invite you to do is go away. Practice this for a couple of weeks and then review it. Look at it because this is a skill. Let yourself be shit at it to begin with. But learn, know that you're learning. And frustration comes along with the learning journey. That's not a problem either. But then just ask yourself, okay, what worked? What didn't work? And what am I going to do different next time? So here's the process again. You've already picked your planning time. So that's already done, that's in your calendar. So, in that planning time, you're going to make a list of the things you've got to do if you don't already have it. You're going to put a time against each thing. You're going to go to your calendar and you're going to make sure that your free time is in your calendar. Then you're going to put all your tasks in your calendar based on the time that you gave them. You're going to throw away your to-do list. You're going to follow your calendar. And you're going to overcome your mind when it gives you all the shitty drama. Because none of the drama is true and it's all optional. So name your primal brain, make friends with it, have a conversation with it. And you actually get to choose. You get to decide how you very deliberately spend your time. And if you want to sit for 2 or 3 hours or more in an evening, scrolling on social media, watching Netflix, go for it. Do it, plan it in, enjoy it, and don't beat yourself up for it. If, however, that's not how you want to spend your time, don't blame that. Use it as a reason to go, hang on, this is not how I want to spend my time. I'm very deliberately choosing how I spend my time. And it might look like reading. It might look like having a bath. It might just look like sitting in silence because your day generally isn't silent with the kids being around. Doesn't matter what it is. Plan it in deliberately ahead of time and then honor that plan. And if you want any help with this, please get in touch because I love it. Have an amazing week. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you all again next week. Bye.